This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Morning Conversation, a presentation of Concrete Builders Supply. Chris Wiley from the Roseburg Public Library. How's it going today?
Oh, it's going well, Kyle. Thanks for having me.
So you guys have come up with yet another unusual, innovative idea to get your message out there during COVID-19. What do you call it?
We call it a story walk, and it's a whole new way, different way, for people to experience a picture book. We took a giant, oversized book, one of those that's too big to really fit in your hands, cut it up and laminated it and put it on realty size signs. And then we spaced them out at a park, and you can take the whole family and enjoy one sign after another while you're going for a nice walk and experience the entire book.
So what book is it?
It's called Bubble Trouble. By Margaret Mahi, illustrated by Polly Dunbar. It's a bit of a tongue twister.
And is that a recent book? Or
no, Margaret Mahi is a New Zealand author. This won a big award a number of years ago.
So you guys actually did the laminating, did the work yourselves?
Well, we didn't. It was a team effort. Aurora did a lot of the work. She contacted librarians from around the country who have been doing this kind of work, and then got in touch with our Douglas Education Service District because they have their print services, and they're the ones who laminated it for us. Aurora ordered the signposts, and she's the one who put it all together. It was pretty labor-intensive, but the early returns on it have been amazing. We had the cutest picture on our Facebook page posted yesterday of a family standing together, probably four kids, reading the book, and that's why we did it.
So exactly where can people see this?
Right now, from 9 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. this week through Saturday, it is at Stewart Park, and you're going to want to go in at the YMCA entrance, park close to the golf course entrance, and it starts right at about the volleyball court, that sand volleyball area. And it doesn't go very far. There are, I'm going to say 16, 17 panels. So it doesn't quite go to the butterfly garden.
But that's kind of a cool idea. And now that you've got it made, you can use it again or do something with it at the library or put it somewhere else.
Yeah, and the plan is that it's going to come back next week at Fir Grove. And then Aurora's going to switch out the story. We got another one made. And then it's going to go around to a couple of other parks. But yeah, because we have the raw materials, we can get the giant books and sort of trade them out.
Wow. You know, a long time ago, way back, you used to have these advertising signs that would be out on the nation's highways, and they would be in series like this. It goes way back. I mean, I heard about it. Well, maybe I saw it. It's possible I'm that old. But anyway, it was a concept, and people liked it, and it kind of caught on, and it got the message out there for the advertiser. And this really kind of accomplishes that the same way. You get people out there exercising and getting to read in a unique way.
And that was the whole point is, how can we reach folks with some literacy efforts when the building isn't set up for in-person programming? And the Parks and Rec Department was crucial in making this happen, because Aurora and Katie went out last week to put them in and the ground was too hard. So we talked to the Parks Department and they met with them on Monday and made it work. And so now between 9 and 6:30 every day this week, the families and can enjoy them. I took them down yesterday, and a dad and his daughter were there and said, oh yeah, we read it, we walked the whole thing and really enjoyed it.
Cool. And obviously it's got to come down at night and go back up in the morning, so if you're out in the evening, you won't see it there.
That's right. You know, we want to make sure that we maintain these raw materials for a long time, so we are taking them down. So again, 9 to 6:30, working around with the park Parks and Rec Department thought would be best for us. We're following their lead.
And technically, the bike path park area, once it gets dark later in the evening, is closed anyway. So there you go. So what are some of the other things you have going on at the library right now?
Well, right now, we're really reaching out to people digitally with some programming. Aurora does her story times at 10:30 on Wednesdays, and she's going to be live today on Facebook. She was talking about how she was filming her story times and wanting to get them perfect. And I had the same experience. I did a 1-minute video of a book review, and it took me half an hour because I wanted to get it perfect. And so we both thought, well, if you go live, you make a mistake, you just move on. You don't want to redo it. It takes up a lot less time, and it's fun just to go out and nail it the first time. So she's going to be live on Facebook at 10:30 with story time. That's every week at 10:30. And it's about 20 minutes. She does a couple of stories. They do rhymes. They'll get scarves out. There's movements, lots of action. It's an all-encompassing early literacy, perfect for probably 2 to 7. But you know what? I watch it every week and love the interaction that she has with folks.
Even though it's live today, you're archiving it so people can catch it later too, right?
A lot of times you can watch it later. Once in a while, based on the publisher's restrictions, we can't post it beyond that live event. But most of the time, it does sit there for you to watch it when you're able.
Now, the reopening of the library is continuing. Where are things at now in terms of hours and all that?
Right. We are in the middle of phase two. And so we are open this week on Thursday from 1 to 8 and Saturday from 10 to 2. And then that's the end of phase two for us. And we're moving on to phase three. We feel comfortable with that. So beginning next week and at least through August, our hours are going to be Tuesday and Thursday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Saturday. Saturday 10 to 2.
And continuing to let people kind of drive in too, right?
Absolutely. That's Thursday afternoons from 3 to 6. We put out signs in front of the Crater Lake mural. You can drive up, park your car, give us a call. The number is on the sign. We really would like those folks to give us a call ahead of time because we can have the books already checked out and it saves everybody a little bit of time.
Mom, a lot going on. Roseburg Public Library. And again, where do people find this story walk?
Yeah, you go to Stewart Park at the YMCA entrance, park close to the golf course entrance, and then start the multi-use path heading toward the volleyball pit and the train.
All right, Chris, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Kyle.
8:38 at News Radio 1240 KQEN during the Morning Report.